Blog Talk Radio.
Hannah around her neck when I tap, ain't no running. Hit it from the back, feel that thing in her stomach.
Make that ass clap when I tap. Let me know. Junkyard dog, check the kick. Let me know.
You is a bad ass, is a fat. Let me hear you holler out.
Aye, aye, aye.
Make that ass clap when I tap.
Let me know.
Junkyard dog, check the kick.
Let me know.
You is a bad ass, is a fat. Let me hear you holler out.
Aye, aye, aye.
She going up, I don't blame her. She draw that thing like an anchor. Goddamn girl, whoo, when she pick it up, I'ma thank her. Shake it, let me see you do it. Bitches hating when they see you do it. Zan bars got her seeing through it. Damn star when she do it. Throw that ass in a circle, throw that loud in a square. She twerking on me in a chair. I see her biggie secret underwear. She a bad little hoe, killing all these other hoes. Murder one case closed. Why you do them like that? Why you do them like that? Whoop, whoop, pull over. That ass too fat. She reminded me of Trina. She danced but ain't a ballerina. 14th month of February, she gon' have to be my Valentina.
Make that ass clap when I tap.
Let me know.
Junkyard dog, check the kick.
Let me know.
You is a bad ass, is a fat. Let me hear you holler out.
Aye, aye, aye.
Make that ass clap when I tap.
Let me know.
Junkyard dog, check the kick.
Let me know.
You is a bad ass, is a fat. Let me hear you holler out.
Aye, aye, aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Right, this right here is the Dopeness USA Blog Network. We are interviewing the homie. What's going on, man?
What's good, bro? What's going on? It's your dude, Sauce Guy, all the sauce of Crow LaRue. How are you?
Hey, you already know I'm good, brother. I'm going to let you introduce yourself, my man. Nothing but the Dopeness in the world, man. That's what we try to bring to the people, and we got something this saucy for y'all tonight. Something that you can dab to, you can flex to, you can vibe to, all that. All right. Give the people a little bit of background about like really what you do, how you got into it, and all of that.
Well, you know what? I'm a brand new artist, you feel me? I just started dabbling in the industry or whatnot in 2015, thanks to another fellow artist, you feel me? His name's Sincerely Collins. You know, he introduced me in. And then, as you see now, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do my thing, you know? So, we ready to go.
Yes, sir. So you're a brand new artist, huh?
Yes, sir. Brand new, brand spanking new off the lot.
Word, man. So let us know, like, because not everybody know, like, where you come from, like, really the hunger that you have inside of you. So other than your man who brought you in the game, what gave you that flame and that hunger to want to, you know, get this money?
So you know what, man, peep game. Look, man, like my story, like it's crazy, you feel me? Like it's real crazy. I'm a very unique individual, you feel me? I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm sure you could probably tell that. And then I was pretty much forced to come to
Midwest.
Phoenix, Arizona. So Midwest to the Southwest, you feel me?
Yeah.
Pretty much the moment that I got to the Southwest, I was kicked out the fearing for myself. And, you know, I started pretty much with the clothes on my back, just like a motherfucking video game, excuse my language, just like a video game. And, you know, next thing you know, I just, you know, I faced, you know, a lot of adversity, a lot of struggles, a lot of street activities. And, you know, I had to take it upon myself to pretty much, you know, advance and elevate and, you know, go the right way. And then here I am today to be able to tell y'all about it.
Word, man. And here we have you today dropping that drip something. The homeboy Sicoro LaRue dripping some. Now, the song has an interesting beat with words of determination and success. It'll be dropping across the USA Blog Network like ASAP, like very soon. So tell us, like, reminisce about the writing of that, you know what I'm saying? Like the process of like putting that together, the concept behind it, who made the beat, like your feelings behind it.
Alrighty, so here's the deal about the record, you feel me? Drip something, you feel me? Pretty much, you know, December, I'm a writer, you know, at heart, you feel me? Like I'm not necessarily what you would call a rapper, because you know, I write and create pretty much anything and everything, you know, all types of different music or whatnot. So the record came across pretty much that's brand spanking new off the lat. I was actually working on another record, and then I ended up catching a vibe, which ended up being a hook to Drip Something. You know, I'm like, okay, then, you know, like I said, I'm a songwriter, so I was liking where that vibe was going. So the beat is actually produced by me. You know what I'm saying? I got in there and built the sound that I heard in my head that would pretty much encapsulate the record itself. And then as far as the lyrics, you feel me, once I had the beat, I was charged up, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? You hear them 808s. Like, my number one thing was I didn't want to sound like nobody else, you feel me? Like, if you gonna make it in a game, like, you got to have your own, baby, you feel me? So I had, you know, I tasked myself with making sure, like, you know, you don't want to come with any type of flow or talking about the same thing that everybody else talking about, which is pretty slim, you feel me? It's kind of hard to do that. So you know, I wrote the record. I made the beat probably like in an hour, you know what I'm saying, in an hour. Bounced it, then you know, put the headphones on, and I actually wrote the song, believe it or not, in probably like 37 minutes.
Duh.
And, you know, where, yeah, man.
You out here, you out here spitting out classics like new age gems in the half an hour, bro.
Yeah, bro, not, and honestly, bro, not to be like, you know, conceited or anything like that. Like, this just the gift that was given to me. You feel me? Like, I don't, you know, I don't take that in vain. So, like, yeah, like, you know, definitely, you know, 37 of them. You feel me? After that, like, you know, I kind of sat back. I don't really, you know, I'm not the type of artist that's gonna rush to the studio, you know what I'm saying, and just put something out or whatnot. So, what I ended up doing, you know, I sat back, like, I really wanted to make sure, like, I, you know, I had something that people could vibe to, you feel me? So there you go with the hook, you feel me? I had to, you know, talk about what I was about, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then with the lyrics that's behind it, you know, it's pretty much, you know, a little bit of the background, but also tells you, you know, the story of what I'm about. So there, all that I just said, wrapped in one, that's Drip Something, Socorro LaRue.
Right, right. Hey, bro, so go ahead and introduce it, and then when we come back from listening to it for a taste, we're going to get further into what Drip Something mean and if it's a project behind it. Go ahead and introduce it.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's your dude, Sauce Guy, all the sauce, Socorro LaRue. This my new song, brand spanking new off the light, Drip Something.
Growl.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank the Lord for a roof over my head where I can sleep in my bed and keep my stomach fed. Sauce Guy, all the sauce.
Drippin' something cool now, tossin' in this crack again. They think I'm a star now, I'm hoppin' out the car again. Jugging like a fool now, me and my backyardian. Been around the galaxy, I feel like a guardian. I need it on time, bruh, I don't do the tardiness. Play me or play with me, nigga, we can get the party in. They think I'm in school now, class drippin' on me, yeah. Cash in the money, yeah, dash on the honey, yeah.
Hey, mama, look, your son done made it. I see nothing but success outside these aviators. Fly like aviation, sick like radiation. We gon' climb that wall, just about immigration. Yeah. Jook until the morning, oh yeah, we gon' be out night. Yeah. shook until I got it, bro. Yeah, we gon' be alright. I'm so fly, I'm a flight. Slugs hitting, that's a fight. I came up in Arizona, we was raised on beans and rice. Hey, build up my portfolio so I can buy some property. When I come through the lane, a tinted Kumbo ain't even stopping me. My team, put them on, get some stocks and some bonds. Hey, if you ain't about this type of shit, what type of shit you on?
Tripping something cool now, tossing in this card again. They think I'm a star now, I'm hopping out the car again. Jugging like a fool now, me and my backyardian. Finna run the galaxy, I feel like a guardian. I need it on time, bruh, I don't do the tardiness. Play me or play with me, nigga, we can get the party in. They think I'm in school now, class tripping on me, yeah. Cash and the money, yeah, dash on the honey, yeah.
Tripping something new, y'all. I'm tripping something new, y'all. Hey, 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 tripping something new, y'all. Hey, man, that right there was Socorro. Y'all know what it is, man. Tripping something. Tripping something. Hey, man. Now, that's...
Yeah.
That's the sauce god over here, man. So, all right, so...
The real...
Right, the drip guy, right? So, for those who don't know, man, for the old heads like myself, who don't know what saucing, drip, dripping, none of that swag shit, let them know what it is. What's the metaphor there?
So, alrighty, as far as sauce, you feel me? I call myself the alias, you know, just something I call myself, the sauce guy, all the sauce, you feel me? It's a little long name, but... you know, sauce and the drip, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the drip, you feel me? Like, everybody wants your drip nowadays. And what that is, like, it's not necessarily just what you wear, you feel me? Because you definitely want to be innovative, you know, you want to let your appearance, you know, speak for how you feel. But at the same time, it's all about your energy that you exude, you feel me? Like, what you about. What you know, what kind of game you got, what kind of game you dripping, what kind of game they can soak up from you, you know, all of that. So it's a whole package all wrapped in one. When you got that, my G, you got the sauce. That's the sauce right there. You got the full drip.
Woo! Putting you up on game, man. Putting you up on game, right up on game. Socorro LaRue. So, man, Joe, is now when you wrote that dripping some, was it off of a mixtape that we could wait for or something you got on Spotify right now?
So, absolutely. You know, I'm a brand new artist. Like I say, these are actually, that's my first song. You feel me? Drip Something is my first record. And absolutely, I have a my first project. You know, it's a three-part series. So, Moulin Rouge 1, you feel me? That's what that's called, Moulin Rouge 1. I don't have a release date yet. You know, it's the beginning of the year. We gonna see, you know, we gonna play it by ear, and then, you know, it might come any day.
What do you call your genre? What would people say, like, describe your style as?
I'm glad you asked me that. I would probably say, well, obviously, you know, it definitely falls under the default genre of hip-hop is what I would say. Because at the end of the day, like, y'all gonna see, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Like, I got a lot more, you know, vibes, a lot more feelings, a lot more everything. So I would describe this as new age, new wave, new hip hop, man. Like, it's a new era, it's a new day. Like, y'all gotta let us through.
Yeah, I heard that, man. So you moved from the Midwest all the way to the Southwest. Of course, other than the temperature changing, you know, that dry heat down there, how is the music landscape down there? Are you in Arizona where it's more of a community for hip hop, or where you at, bro?
You know, that's a very interesting question. I'm glad you asked that, man. I'm down here, you know, I'm representing for Arizona. Of course, you know, I'm representing for Cincinnati. You know, that's my birthplace. But 5 grand to get everything done. You know, it's here in Arizona. You know, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, East Valley, East Side to be exact. And you asked me about the landscape, man. It's I mentioned to you that it's a new wave. You feel me? I'm not the only one. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't mind me mentioning a couple people, but you know about the Arizona landscape.
Nah, dog. Go ahead. Let us know.
And saying I mentioned to you, you know, I got bought into the game by the legendary Sincerely Collins. You know, all respect to the God. You feel me? Shout out to Alienation. That's where I derived from. You got say that again.
No, I was saying salute to them, man.
Oh yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Salute, you know, squad there. Then you know you got Johnny Beast, Danes, Tony Chalk, DJ Mad Rich. You got Observant Disciples. You got, you know, saying producers, engineers, like the whole landscape down here. We got, we be having these hip hop festivals, the Arizona Hip Hop Festival, and everything. And every year, that's getting bigger and bigger. You know, radio sponsorships and everything. So yeah, y'all got to come down here. Of course, you know the women is top notch. We got the baddest. You feel me? I got to make sure I stress that. I'm talking about boys. They got they got some sluggers on them, boy. But yeah, no, it's really a beautiful thing, man. All in all, like I say, you know, I definitely want to give a shout out to everybody that's out there. You know, saying out here in Arizona, bro, like. Do your research, pay attention, you know, my squad, the Eastside, you feel me? It's a beautiful thing. Eastside, West Side, South Side, everybody.
Hey, mama, look at...
Word. Hey, bro. So, now, you... Okay, so Arizona is a red state. So, tell us what you might think about, like, what's going on right now as far as the politics and stuff with Trump, you know what I'm saying? Because I was watching earlier the speech and everything. I think everybody was watching it tonight to see how he did and everything. So any you don't have to be, like, extra political with your response, but just tell us your response or your opinion of that.
Being in a red state and our president, their president, I should say. First and foremost, I did not watch the state of address tonight at all. I didn't even tune in. And with all due respect, you know, the presidency is pretty much like a game show, a reality show. Right about now, I'm living in a red state. You know, like I said, I can't say too much, brother. You know, they're a Yankee. You know, you gotta be careful. You definitely gotta play your cards like a player down here. You feel me? To survive, but you know where I stand with, man. How I stand with it, bro. Like we not paying attention to none of that, bro. I can't wait till 2020. Let's leave it at that. I can't wait till 2020.
Yeah.
Change comes.
Just stay political. Stay political.
Yeah.
Word. All right. So, how you feel about them Phoenix Suns, though? They gonna come out the West? What's going on?
You know, man. We gonna see. Like we definitely gonna see. That's all I can really say about our Phoenix Suns, man. Like,
man, they ain't coming out the West. Are you kidding?
We should. We got the West is pretty much the most dominant conference. You feel me? So we got a lot of work. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but give us some time, man. You know, great things take time, man.
True that. I'm gonna definitely watch that that All-Star game because they switched it up this year. So that's definitely something to look forward to because I skipped like the last past couple of ones because there was like all repeats. You know, East versus West. Now they switch it up to kind of like, you know, they mix it up to where gonna be interesting stories embedded in the All-Star game now.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's crazy. Like, honestly, I hope they take that concept and they need to make sure that they put that in 2K19. You feel me?
Oh, Joe, definitely. It's gonna be like some, it's gonna be like some 2K type, you know what I'm saying, live type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know what I'm saying? You make a team where you got all kind of people. You got LeBron with Kobe, and, you know what I'm saying, with Harden, and you know what I'm saying, Westbrook on the same team. You make up your own team and just crush everybody. So that's what it, I hope that's what it is.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be real nice. Like, I hope that same thing happened as well.
Well, all right, bro, man. I really appreciate you coming on the Dopeness Interview Series, man, talking with me. I'm so humble that, you know, like dope young artists come and even speak with us, you know what I'm saying? So go ahead and hit everybody with, like, your Twitter, your Instagram, Facebook. Let them know how they can go ahead and listen to Dripping Some.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I'd like to say thank you to the Dopeness for having me. Gratitude. And you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere, everything. Snapchat, Socorro LaRue, SocorroLeRoux.
And there you have it, man. My homeboy, Socorro LaRue. The song Drip Something is going to be all across USA Blog Network by tomorrow. So if you haven't checked it out or downloaded it, go ahead and download it as soon as you hear the interview. Also, if you haven't went ahead and followed USA Blog Network on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, it's your time right now. Nothing but the dopest in the world, though. Like, we continue to show and prove dope MCs, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones, Babyface Monster. He is Socorro LaRue. Salute to you, brother.
Salute to y'all as well. Again, thank y'all for having me, and peace and blessing to y'all all across the year.
There you go. We out, man.
Yeah. Thank the Lord for a roof over my head, where I can sleep in my bed and keep my stomach fed. Sauce guy, all the sauce.
Drippin' something cool now, saucin' in this crack again. They think I'm a star now, I'm hoppin' out the car again. Jugin' like a fool now, me and my backyardians. Been around the galaxy, I feel like a guardian. I need it on time, bruh, I don't do the tardiness. Play me or play with me, nigga, we can get the party in. They think I'm in school now, class drippin' on me, yeah. Cash and the money, yeah, dash on the honey, yeah.
Hey, mama, look, your son done made it. I see nothing but success outside these aviators. Fly like aviation, sick like radiation. We gon' climb that wall, just about immigration. Oh, yeah. Jook until the morning, ho, yeah, we gon' be out night. Jook until I got it, bro, yeah, we gon' be aight. I'm so fly, I'm a fly, slugs hitting, that's a fight. I came up in Arizona, we was raised on beans and rice. Ayy, build up my portfolio so I can buy some property. When I come through the lane, a Tentacumbo ain't even stopping me. My team, put them on, get some stocks and some bonds. Ayy, if you ain't about this type of shit, what type of shit you on?
Trippin' something cool now, tossin' in this card again. They think I'm a star now, I'm hoppin' out the car again. Jugging like a fool now, me and my backyardian. Been around the galaxy, I feel like a guardian. I need it on time, bruh, I don't do the tardiness. Play me or play with me, nigga, we can get the party in. They think I'm in school now, class drippin' on me, yeah. Cash and the money, yeah, dash on the honey, yeah.
Pray we see the days we dream about. The day it was a good day, I ain't bring the Nina out. I got the bad one, catch me at La Nina house. Before I go and beat it down, you know I gotta eat it out. I'm a egg, don't make me bring Chiquita out. You a snag, man, we see what you be about. Bitch, I'm great, I'm known for helping people out. You a fag, you known for shutting people out. I ain't no record, I can't let them break me yet. I'ma make it, the money, bitch, I make it, yeah. I'ma save it, baby, I can save it, yeah. Sauce guy, they say that I'm the savior, yeah.
Drippin' something cool now, saucin' in this card again. They think I'm a star now, I'm hoppin' out the car again. Jugging like a fool now, me and my backyardian. Been around